HOA, Sylmar Edition. Today, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to talk to some people in the adult industry. In our 130 episodes, we've talked with journalists, artists, musicians, convicted drug dealers, homeless folk, people who've yelled at cops, chefs, pot growers, entrepreneurs, even a guy who dresses up as the Joker on Hollywood Boulevard. The point of this podcast has always been to talk to all sorts of people here in LA, especially people who don't normally get a microphone in front of their faces. The adult industry, of which the San Fernando Valley is the center, brings in billions of dollars to LA every year. But over time, much of it has left the shady back rooms of video rental shops, and it is now streaming right to your computer. Meanwhile, websites like MyFreeCams allow women the opportunity to put their sexy live web shows in the safety of their own bedrooms by simply using their laptops and without having to actually perform sex for hours on the set. They make their money from their fans who, quote-unquote, tip them tokens. The popularity of MSC was so huge, it spun off into another site you probably are aware of called OnlyFans, and that has become even larger. You've probably heard of some of the top OnlyFans earners making millions of dollars or more a month. In truth, the average performer makes much less than that, but far more than what most 21-year-olds can rake in at a regular job, even if they're great strippers. MFC is so popular and powerful that it was the sponsor of this year's adult video convention in Las Vegas, which I attended. There, I interviewed two longtime models, one of their biggest fans who flew in from Buffalo, New York to meet their favorites, and I also chatted with one of the most popular male stars in the XXX world because I'd never heard him get the chance to be interviewed before. Male stars are more than just pieces of meat, people. So let's start with Jason Love. Jason is a 40-year-old vision. He's 6'5", ladies, and almost all muscle and tattoos. Tall, dark, and handsome in a way that fits the fantasy role to a T. On top of that, he dresses in only the finest suits. He treats his women with gentleness and respect. And bro even smells like $1 million. Jason is the star of one of the most popular XXX series out there called Blacked, where he and other jacked up, dark-skinned, comically endowed black men are paired up in fantasy scenes with bored or shunned, pale executive assistants or girlfriends in million-dollar homes or in downtown LA condos. And they do their thing oiled up with perfect lighting and designer outfits. Good luck trying to mirror these scenes at home, which might be why they're so popular. How popular? On Pornhub alone, Jason's videos have been viewed 915 million times. I met Jason at the Vixen booth, the most crowded area in all of the AVNs, and he graciously granted me a few minutes. Do you live in the Valley with...
No, I live in Miami. I only go into the Valley for works.
So, are you a Florida man?
Yes, I'm a Florida man now.
Did you get your career started in Florida?
No, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. I would fly to LA and stay like maybe 3 weeks at a time in this film.
So you don't want to move to LA at any point?
Well, I was in LA 3 weeks of every month for 7 years. So I basically feel like I live there.
So that 3 months, but people love Miami though.
Bro, Miami is beautiful. Vida loca, right?
So when you're in Los Angeles, where do you like to hang out? What's cool for you?
I like to go to West Hollywood because the people are very friendly and they make me laugh a lot. And then oftentimes I'm in Studio City, near the parks.
In West Hollywood, it's kind of known as Boys Town.
Yes, 100% is.
Do the gay men know who you are?
Yes, they're all my biggest fans. That's why I like to go pay homage to them.
These gay men are watching straight porn because of you?
Yes, I'm glad that I could, make them transition and realize that they actually like to see a penis in a vagina. They trip out sometimes when I get there and they can't believe that I'm there and I'm actually talking to them.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I'm secure by sexuality. Let's enjoy love.
There you go. Is there an actress that you haven't yet to work with that you'd like to work with?
I've worked with everyone, but the only one that's on my radar that I haven't worked with thus far would be Kazumi. She's like the man eater, and she's eating a lot of them, and I was like, this is too much to eat here, love. Let's go.
I feel like she wouldn't be hard to check off that bucket list.
No, I could get her, but I'm saving her for the actual Black Dog Vixen scene.
Yes. You know, can I ask you about Blacked real quick?
Yes.
Because that's a brand that came out of nowhere seemingly and just took over.
Yes, you know why they took over? Because it's so much luxury. It not only does it illuminates the luxury of like the pornography, but it makes it look like, I don't know, like almost like superstardom, like mainstream movies. That's what people like about it.
Because the lighting is great, the makeup is great. One thing I have noticed, because it is black men with white women,
yes,
is their powder ends up on you.
Bro, we call it the cocoa face. It's like, and you cannot get away from it, bro. We always cut for the cocoa face, right? Man, and as men talent, you know, you're wearing that cock out. When you get the cocoa face, you're like, bam, I get a break. This is a high 5 minutes to let that thing die down, because you know you want to pop off too early.
Being male talent, mm-hmm, is not as easy as it seems.
No, it's not.
Because you've got to work, but hold back.
No.
And then when they say go, you got to go.
It looks like some fun. Granted, okay, 72%. Complete fun. You have beautiful young ladies. Your loins are ferocious right now. But that 28% is like, hey, change to doggy. Hey, hold doggy for 4 minutes. Like, yo, this vagina is way too good for 4 minutes in doggy. Can we do 2 minutes? No, we need 4 minutes. Now you got to think, how can I not orgasm? Because, you know, the money shot. Keyword, money shot. If it comes too early, you don't get paid, baby. You defaulted on the loan.
Have you had an accident in a scene before?
Luckily, I'm a man of science, and I believe that, you know, you can coerce or change these sensations by changing positions. So I never defaulted on any money shot loans because I changed position. If it feels too good, whether they want it 4 to 5 minutes, it doesn't matter. If it's too good at 2 minutes, we're flipping, I'll give it back another 2 minutes later.
Because ironically, everything depends on you, not these beautiful women.
Yes.
Because if you screw it up, it's over.
Exactly. The women get the limelight, but at the end of the day, you have people in the front office, and that's the cock. And you have to keep that going, man. All the work they going in. If you're building a house, if you don't have nobody to put the roof up, it's going to rain in there, bro. And the cock is the roofer.
So nice meeting you. Thank you so much. Next, we have Bailey Rain. Even though you'll see the soft-spoken 30-something with girl-next-door looks in Playboy or Penthouse or Hustler, she's never done a scene with a man. For 11 years, she has been a top performer on MFC. The former farmer's daughter from Indiana moved to LA a decade ago and has fallen in love with the Valley. In 2017, she appeared on the controversial Netflix documentary Hot Girls Wanted, where she gave a peek behind the industry. Stay tuned, because she told us where her favorite sushi spot is in the Valley, which is what we named this episode after. And being LA, of course, it's a Mexican-Japanese fusion. What's your favorite thing about the Valley?
Okay, the Valley, the traffic is so much better than the West Side and downtown. The weather sucks, but makes up for it.
It's a lot cheaper to live on the other side of the hill.
It's so much cheaper.
Where do you like to eat in the Valley?
Oh my god. So I've been like kind of obsessed with Zankow chicken.
Really?
But some people call it Zanku, and they make fun of me for calling it Zankow.
I call it Zankow too.
It's so good.
It's that garlic paste.
Garlic sauce. Jinx. Oh my god. The garlic. And sometimes I get extra, and then I put it on everything I make for the next like few days.
They should make buckets of this.
I think they know that, and that's why they keep it like, oh, you can only get it here in small portions. Like, you have to come back, bitch.
I also feel like the chicken's a little dry, but the garlic makes up for it.
They have like a special chicken that's like soaked in sauce. What do you usually order?
Like a half chicken.
No, they have,
do that?
No, they have a special like chicken. I forget what it's called right now. It's not chicken tahini, but it's like chicken something, and it is marinated in a sauce overnight. Order that.
You look so much prettier in real life than. I mean, MFC is great.
You
look fantastic.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Do you hike in the hills in the Valley? How do you keep in shape?
Dude, okay, first of all, hiking is dangerous. Those are the people who find all the dead bodies. No. But importantly, Emily Bloom got me into hammock classes.
Hammock?
And so, you know how the girls are like up on the rope and they're swinging around and doing flips? She got me into that. I lost like 20 pounds in the first 6 months.
At like a gym?
Yeah, they have like 8 hammocks per class, and everyone just like takes their own or shares one, and like you spend an hour and a half just like kicking your ass, but you don't realize it because you're having so much fun. You're upside down, for God's sake. You're fucking Spider-Man. You're having so much fun.
I haven't watched you that much. Do you have a pole in your room?
Not that cool.
So you're not a pole dancer type of person. So this is kind of...
This is my workout. Emily was like, you should try it. And then I got obsessed with it.
So you don't think you'll ever leave the Valley?
I love the Valley, but I kind of want to have a farm somewhere. I know. You can't really do that in the Valley.
Are you from California?
I'm from Indiana.
Oh. So that's why you love farms.
I love the farm life. I grew up on a farm.
You did.
Yeah, I miss it.
Farm?
We just grew corn.
Okay.
It's Indiana. Like, what do you think we grew?
Do your parents still do that?
No. It's just an empty... Like, the barns are empty and everything now. But my brothers converted one of them into, like, a barn-size garage for cars. It's so badass. And I'm getting into cars more now, too.
You were literally a farmer's daughter.
Yep.
Did everybody tease you about that?
I drove a tractor. Everyone in my hometown was a farmer's daughter. What are you talking about?
Are tractors hard to drive?
If you know how to drive a stick, you're good. It just
I feel like it's got like a lot of gears.
No.
It doesn't?
I mean, not when I drive it. I'm not going fast or anything. I'm not pulling anything. Like, I just moved it or shoveled snow. Well, plowed snow. Like, I'm not doing anything cool.
When did you come to LA?
I moved to LA in 2015. So it's been a minute.
So you started in Indiana. Were your parents cool about it?
I had to tell them when the Netflix documentary came out because I wanted them to hear it from me and not from their friends. And my mom was like, okay. And my dad didn't say much about it until like 6 months later when he just randomly blurted out. He was like, I think it's really cool what you've been up to, you know? You're taking care of yourself. You're doing your own thing. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad you finally fucking brought it up. I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Were you nervous that he was going to judge you?
I thought he was going to be ashamed. And then randomly, I think he wanted to say it for the longest time, but it was hard to say.
Are you their only daughter?
No, I have a younger sister and 2 older brothers. And the older brothers are supportive too. The younger sister is super supportive. Everyone is. I got super lucky. That is not how it usually goes.
One of the things I asked Rory about is her biggest tippers. Because I feel like in order to like maintain your love for it, you need a couple of people.
More than a couple.
Right.
You don't want to put all that pressure on one person.
Right.
So whenever I have one person that's like the only one tipping, I try to like reach out to other people because I do not want one person to get burnt out.
Yeah.
I don't want 2 people to get burnt out. I want a bunch of people in there all tipping. That way not one person is like carrying all the weight on their shoulders.
Is there a secret you can give to other ladies who might want to start doing this to be as successful for as long as you are?
I mean, everyone always says the same thing. Stay consistent, you know, take care of the members who take care of you.
Well, like, how do you do that?
By caring. You know, you can, like, just log in and talk to them when you're online. But if you know someone's going through something, if you know, like, there was a fire next to someone's house. Like, I had all my members checking on me. They were like, Hey, are you okay? You know, you have to do that for them too, though. It's a two-way street, just like any relationship, you know? So you have to actually make friends with, you know, your members, and they'll be friends with you. You can make friends for life in this job. It's really nice.
Okay, let's wrap up with your favorite under-the-radar spot in the Valley.
Oh, shit.
Because everybody knows Zancou, or Zancow, however you want to say it.
However you want to say it. There's a place on Balboa. No, it's Reseda, and I think Devonshire. It's up in the, it's Northern Valley. And it's called Ceviche with an X. Ceviche Sushi. And it's really good. It's a Mexican sushi fusion. But go during their happy hour. I think it's from like 1 to 5 or something like that. The deals are insane. Like, you can get a meal for two people for like $45 and you will leave miserable. It's amazing. Ceviche.
This may have been the greatest interview I've ever given because of that.
I got you.
I love sushi so much.
Did you go to Nobu?
It's not yet. It's so good though. Like, you have to check it out. Even if nobody else does, you have to.
Bailey, what's your website?
I'm at baileyrain.com and I'm also on Blue Sky at just Bailey Rain. Verified.
Can you spell rain for everybody?
Yeah, good idea. B-A-I-L-E-Y and most importantly, R-A-Y-N-E.
Perfect. Thank you so much. One group of people that never get interviewed are the guys that support this industry. Many are too timid or ashamed to talk about it, but I got to chat it up with a man whose screen name is Paragon, who flew from New York to Vegas to meet his favorite MFC model, Rory Gomez. Rory is a unicorn of sorts on MFC because due to her family being uncomfortable with her getting naked on cam, the Canadian who's about to turn 31 made a compromise with her blended Filipina-Caucasian family. And she said she would continue to chat it up in her room, but she would no longer use sex toys on herself and she would wear pasties and underwear. Against all odds, Rory, who has always been popular in MFC, only became more popular when she became non-nude. MFC has a top 100 ranking list of the thousands of girls that perform every month. And this top 100 is more of a bragging rights and a sort of a goal to most models. However, many say that the number one girl each month can clear $100,000 if she makes it to the top. Rory says it's substantially less as you go down the list, but it's still pretty good. Paragon became a loyal fan of Rory's after she began covering up, which is a testament to her personality and willingness to keep it real when answering questions in her chat room. So here from Buffalo is Paragon. And we are at Rory Gomez's booth, we'll call it, with one of Rory's biggest fans and supporters, Paragon.
Hey, how's it going? Hi, guys.
You're Paragon 7...
716 on MFC.
716, is that the area code from somewhere?
That is the area code where I live in Buffalo, New York.
How long have you been watching Rory?
I've been watching Rory since the end of 2022. It's only been like 2 years.
What attracted you to her room?
Well, I mean, to start off, her exceptional beauty. The fact that she lives in Toronto, which is very close proximity to Buffalo, New York, where I am from. So,
Are there Buffalo cam girls?
There are. I don't know if they actually cam very much anymore, but I do know that there were at one point one or two cam girls that were from that area. I couldn't see them because they blocked that area.
Oh, that's right. A lot of times they block their own city.
They block their own city because they don't want people finding them, and that's very understandable. Safety.
Yes. Okay, so we also have PJ, Rory's best friend, right next to her.
Yep, call me underscore PJ. PJ is here also.
So when you say that you like Rory because she's so beautiful, I mean, no offense to her, but there's tons of beautiful women. What makes Rory different?
Both women are exceptionally beautiful.
They are gorgeous.
Both women have exceptionally very down-to-earth personalities.
Yes.
They both are very special human beings at the way that they treat people.
Yes.
And how they just convey their personalization to people in their cam rooms.
I've heard from some Asian guys that they're not all that attracted to Asian women. They prefer, like, blonde girls or black girls. How do you feel about that?
A lot of that depends on the area where they live. I live in Buffalo, New York, where the only Asian women that you would find are on the college campuses. And most of them are not from Buffalo. Most of them would come from downstate New York City, or they would come from out of town. So there are not very many local Asian women in Buffalo, New York that are actually locals, and those that are from Buffalo, New York really try to tend to keep to themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of the times also, okay, I guess now that you're basically telling people that, yes, Paragon 716 is an Asian man.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that part.
Yep. The fact that you did mention that I am an Asian man, it's very rare to find... I'm going to take that back. I'll reword it differently. It's not very difficult to find personal Asian women, but it's just the fact that I will say, as an Asian man, there are a lot of Asian women that tend to not gravitate towards Asian men.
Oh, so it's the other way around. Who are they?
Coming from the guy's perspective, yes.
Who are they looking for?
Whatever they want.
But usually anything other than...
Yeah, I mean, it's not the fact that they choose not to go with Asian men, but sometimes it just happens because... I guess I'll say also, I'm not like a typical Asian man who... The typical Asian man tends to be more very shy, quiet, and a lot of them grew up the traditional Asian way, where a lot of those people will not... They tend not to be very outspoken.
Right.
I'm a little bit of the other end of the spectrum there. I will say what's on my mind. I don't care.
And you sound like you have an accent, like you grew up in Buffalo.
I did. I was born and raised in Buffalo, New York. So it's I've always born and raised. I grew up there. Lived my entire life there. I still live there.
Yeah. Okay. So. What made you come all the way out here across country to see your favorite camera? I assume her is your favorite camera.
She is my favorite. I'm not going to lie also. She is pretty much the only cam girl that I visit. There's a ton of beautiful webcam models on myfreecams.com. But it was something about her personality. She has that it factor.
Yes.
That honestly gravitated me towards her. That actually gravitated me towards her camera. Her personality, just for me, one of a kind.
So you never got to see Rory when she was doing nude?
No. I'm going to be honest with you. I never knew shit that she did a lot of the nude naughty stuff back in the day. She became non-nude in 2022.
You made her change.
Well, hey, it hasn't gotten me that far yet. But hey, if she went non-nude in 2022, then I came in at around 2023 then.
Okay.
Because at the end of January 2023, I ended up just kind of hanging out on MFC one day, and I saw her on there. I knew who she was because I knew she had been around for the longest time. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to go hang out in the cam room and just kind of lurk for a little bit. A lot of people, members and stuff, like to lurk in the chat rooms. And it takes a lot of courage for some people who lurk to come up and actually start chatting in the room.
That's right, yeah. So did you end up buying her videos from the past where she was nude?
I only got her past videos. She ended up doing a sale because there was 1 month where she was going for rank, and she started doing some of these, she needed to make the tokens, make the money to get her ranks.
Yeah.
And when she did have some of these videos out, I did, yes, indeed, buy some of these videos. I mean, come on, she 100% a beautiful woman, absolutely a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
So there's a chance to see a little bit more of her when I didn't see before. Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Well, Paragon, what a pleasure to finally meet you. Thank you for talking with me.
Hey, thank you, man. It was great talking to you.
And now we get to Rory herself. Over the last 10 years, I admit, I too have watched her shows on MFC. Not every day like a lot of her most devoted fans, but because she's on almost every day, it's easy to click in, see what she's up to, chat it up on the developments of her life, and just talk to a nice person who lives in a faraway land of Toronto, Canada, and learn about what's going on up there. And I even had a girlfriend start watching because it's like listening to a talk show where the host just happens to be topless and talking about mundane things like training her dog, fixing up her condo, or recently dealing with a parent who's going through acute memory loss. These are real people with real emotions and real life dramas, like boyfriends who don't understand their way of making a living and family members who want to shame them. So here's Rory. Okay, I am here with the person, that's the reason I'm here.
Really?
You asked me like four times
to come. Even before I like knew how AVNs was, like I was like, please come. Hi. But then I honestly think you would enjoy this. And you've been enjoying it, right?
I loved it.
Me, like, I'm enjoying it today, but the last few days have been kind of like, I'm overwhelmed. People are staring at me. I'm, like, in my sweatpants grabbing, like, Starbucks, and people are, like, literally staring at me. I'm like, I'm literally just a girl. Like, why are you staring at me?
Okay. You are not just a girl.
I am literally just a girl.
You literally put your clothes on for this webcam platform and made more money.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more than just a girl.
Maybe.
Why do you think that happened? Why do you think you became more popular?
I don't know. Maybe because I had to like express my emotions more and kind of like dig deeper.
Do you think you did it more?
I think I digged deeper because it's kind of like you can't hide behind your boobs and your cum shows anymore. Honestly.
Well, I mean, okay, but again, boobs.
Yeah.
There's women on this platform with enormous ones.
I know.
And you're a petite young lady.
I couldn't tell you. I'm really lucky. I can't put my finger on it. I feel very blessed.
Yeah.
I can't sit here and tell you, like, wow, I'm special in X, Y, and Z.
Right. For example, PJ.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Yes. I get it.
A different type of gorgeous than you.
I know.
Darker skin.
Yeah. The big boobies. Yeah.
Like, perfect fake boobs.
I know.
And she seems nice.
Yeah, she's very nice.
Yeah, you kick.
I would just hang out with her.
But, like, you kick her ass on MFC. Does she?
Not
does
all the time.
As you do?
Yeah. Not kick her ass, but she's probably top 100. Yeah. Right?
Okay.
But yeah, I think I stream more than her. A little bit.
Okay, that's the other thing about you. Your work ethic is fantastic. Where does that come from?
I just love streaming.
I've been watching you for 11 years, which makes me sound like a total perv. Maybe I am a total perv, but I don't think so. Because again, you aren't doing any of the things that you did years ago. You're just talking to people.
I know. I don't know. I think people like see how much I love streaming and how much I enjoy it and how much it's like, it's not a chore to like log on every day. And like, even at the conventions, it's really not a chore. Like I look forward to it. It's like really the highlight of my day. And I think people see that.
I like it when people are surprising. And so what was surprising for me about you at this convention was you're a non-nude model, so like you were at Pasties, and if there's a Pasties company out there that you need to, they need to partner
Pasties,
with you.
Pasties, like please, like sponsor me. I spend so much money there, like hundreds, all the time. I asked if they had a booth, and they're like, yeah, no, sorry.
Well,
I'm like,
Pasties.
It's called Pasties.
And they're not here?
They're not here. I asked.
Silly.
They're missing out.
Yeah, Pasties, you need to sponsor this girl because she's top 100 all the time. And she wears Pasties.
Yeah.
And none of these other girls really do.
No.
And it's like act three when you put on your Pasties.
Yeah, I know.
You know? So what was interesting about this particular thing is we're in Las Vegas. We're in a hotel. We're in a secured part of the hotel.
I know.
And yet the security made you put on more clothes because they weren't happy with your Pasties.
Yeah, but like, literally down the street, like I've said this so many times, I'm like, down the street you can literally shoot a minigun. Like I looked it up. I looked it up because I want to go to the shooting range, and it's like you can literally shoot a minigun, but like I can't be here in my pasties and my outfit.
Right.
I didn't get flagged for my cow outfit, surprisingly.
Okay.
I think they were just like, they laid off.
Right.
They were like, okay, let's let the Las Vegas Stampede like do its thing.
Yes. But the irony of all of this was yesterday you went upstairs and put on your pasties and streamed from upstairs, and the look of you, you felt like relieved to be naked.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I can be myself, but with like my pasties.
With pasties.
With my pasties.
But to me, it's still naked.
Yeah, I feel you.
But like, you felt more comfortable with less clothes.
I did, yeah.
And I think that's different than most human beings.
Yeah.
You said before that you feel more comfortable naked.
I do,
in
yeah.
In a perfect world, you'd be naked.
In a perfect world. Now that I'm, like, non-nude, now it's, like, naked but with pasties.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, in a perfect world, like, it's nice. It's, like nature doesn't judge you. Like, you being
right.
naked, it's just, like, it's nice. It's freeing. You're your true self when you're naked.
We can cut this part out if you want to.
Oh, okay.
That I'm about to ask you.
Oh, okay.
Part of your popularity is that you have a lot of fans that tip a lot.
Yeah.
I am not one of them. Which is why I was surprised that you wanted me to come here. Because you have, like, big-ass tippers.
Yeah.
Some of whom were here today.
Yeah.
And I don't know if every girl has that. Do you think that that's part of your success?
Definitely. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of, like, big contributors. And I'm happy they were here. But I also wanted you to be here. Because, like, you bring something else to the stream. And I think I truly believe that. Like, it's not just, like, people just tipping. It's also, it's like personality, it's good questions, it's good vibes. It's like you also interact with the members.
I think so?
I think you do.
Okay.
I think you're very friendly. I think you're very good at like bringing something else. I think people are afraid to ask me questions. You're not afraid to ask me questions.
You answer everything.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to answer questions, but I think people are like weird to see me in like a different light. I don't know. And like you kind of see me in a different light.
You think so? Okay. Can I ask you a little bit about your tippers? Not specifically.
You can, yeah.
Because this is for women who may want to do this.
Yeah.
Or maybe had a bad experience.
Yeah.
When they were on briefly. But I would imagine that big tippers may demand more from you. How do
I
you
think it depends. I don't have that problem. I don't know. I feel like I'm very lucky. I don't have that problem.
Good.
I think I'm very lucky. I will say I don't have anyone like demanding anything from me, like saying you need to do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
So I'm very lucky in that perspective.
Okay. So also this was an interesting situation because you were streaming to your camera, which is normal, but you also had an audience of both strangers and your biggest fans.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have a little bit of look at me, but
a little bit, yeah.
But is it weird when they're actually looking at you doing your thing?
No, I don't know. I think it's so weird because it's like if I didn't have the camera on, I think maybe I would feel weird, but it's like there's that safety where I'm still streaming, but there's people in the background. It's like it's the weirdest thing because like I'm not the type of person, like, if someone sings happy birthday to me, I'm like, stop. Like,
yeah.
It's not my personality, but it's like, when the webcam turns on and there's people around me, I'm like, this is okay. Yeah.
This is the only question I'll ask you about sex, because it ties into what you're saying. You seemed, when you were doing cum shows, which, ladies and gentlemen, that means she has a vibrator on. People have tipped enough that she'll pleasure herself to orgasm.
Yes. Can confirm.
But what makes you really cute is you seem to always have a hard time coming because people were talking in the chat and maybe watching you. What was the problem?
It's distracting. It's like when people are talking and I'm like, I know people, because there's like tip notes like distracting me. It's like, okay, like if the blinders were on, it'd be nice and easy, but it's like you do what you gotta do. I don't know if that's a good answer. I've also been drinking. Sorry.
You don't sound drunk at all.
Really?
No.
Doing your job. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Can we talk about LA a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love LA. I have family there. I was just there in October. It was amazing. It's sad because a lot of the places that I visited are probably no longer there anymore.
What do you remember what you liked about LA?
The beaches, the people, like the vibes.
Do you remember which beaches you're at?
I was at like Santa Monica.
So
I was at
that's like a touristy beach.
It is. Yeah. Okay. It's not too bad. But I was also by where they film the OC.
Oh, down in like Laguna Beach?
Not Laguna Beach. It's like Redondo Beach.
Yes.
I was in Redondo Beach. I was all in that area and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't mind like the touristy area because like I grew up watching so many shows that were filmed in that area. So like I was just like looking around and being like, oh my God, I've seen this. I've seen this. I've seen that. Like it was amazing. I hiked like the Palisades.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
really want to like look and see if it's still there, but like probably yeah. I hiked around there. I went for a walk on like the boardwalk and all that stuff. I went for brunch with my entire family in Malibu, and I don't even
I did.
And like where that mall is outside.
Yeah, but, Malibu Country.
I think so. They have like an Alfred's.
Yes.
I went there. I don't
Do
know.
They not have Alfred's in Canada.
They don't.
Is it good?
It's really good. It's very expensive. Like, I don't get it, but it's very good, but, like, don't get it.
One of the things that you seemed nervous about coming to LA was the traffic. How was that?
Wasn't that bad at all.
Because I've been watching you for so long, I know that you like the outdoors and hiking. And one of your favorite places is Sedona.
I love Arizona. Not even to just Sedona, but, like,
all
of Arizona. Like, it's everywhere.
And so, have you been to Palm Springs or Joshua Tree?
No, I didn't make my way up there, but like
I think you should try that next time.
I should. The cool thing about like being in LA, it's like you don't even have to go on like an actual hike. Like you can really just like walk the beach and that's like an adventure in itself, and like there's the mountains and I will say that like I really didn't feel the need to like leave LA. Like in that area was like amazing.
Did you see any celebrities?
No. I saw Schwarzenegger.
You did?
I did. He was like hiking on, not hiking, sorry. He was like going for a run by Santa Monica.
How
did he
great
lose his
was
house?
Rory?
He lives in Brentwood.
You know who
he
drives
to
the desert to meet if they were starring in a booth at the adult video convention? Our Patreons, of course. So shout out to Nancy Rommelman, Sean Atlow, Matt Mills, Sean Wallace, Greg and Molly, Jamie Taylor, Mark Johnson, Kira Ann, Barney Grinke, Ben Welsh, Jen Adams, Trevor Wilson, Bree Wild, Dougie Gyro, Christina Up North, Robin Carey, Adam Shorn, Ben from Down Under, Chris from the ATX, Gregor, and Philip. To be a Patreon, just go to patreon.com/hereinLA. Want to support us, but now you want to tip Rory and Bailey and make their dreams come true? No problemo. Post this episode on your Facebook, or on your Twitter, or on your Threads, or on your Tic Tac, or scrawl it on a bathroom wall. It's spelled H-E-A-R in L.A. Here in L.A. is produced by myself, Tony Pierce, and a man who has never lost his car, Jordan Katz. Music supervision by Jordan Katz. Songs by Orgone and Jordan Katz. Special thanks to Cindy for creating the logo, Jen for inspiring this, and my man Jeff Koga, who for helping me get a press pass to the AVNs. You saved me a lot of bucks. Thanks, Jeff. And everyone who is cool to sex workers, especially here in America. We need to get over our hang-ups about pleasure and beauty and kinks. Thank you, Patriots!